Cleaning Nation. Welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. I don't know if I've told you lately how much I love you, that you are my favorite community in the whole world. This entire podcast exists to serve you, and it is only the success that it is because you share it, you subscribe, you rate, you review, you comment, you sign up to the Facebook group, you engage, and we get so much positive feedback. Just want to tell you guys how much I appreciate you. Keep on being awesome. Today, we are chatting with Brunson Says from Go Maids, and don't be fooled, it's not G-O Maids like I thought, it's G-E-A-U-X, like the French version, and before you judge, which I did, he's in New Orleans with residential maid service for the last 9 months. If you want to reach out to Brunson and his team, you can hold them at www.gomaids, G-E-A-U-X-maids.com. Brunson, welcome the show, my friend.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for the intro, man.
Glad to have you, brother. What's so you've been, first of all, I I'm going to get an angry email from the guy that I had on from New Orleans, but I can't remember New Orleans guy. What's the kind of maid service climate like out there?
You know, you have a few of the bigger companies like Cleaning Authority, Molly Maid, stuff like that. Then you have like your, you know, of course, your single people that do it just by themselves. But, you know, as far as the competition goes, it's a very laid back city. So people, you know, don't really go above and beyond. So it's kind of an easy market to get into. You know, I kind of dived head first into it and I haven't looked back since.
Man, I love, that's a great answer, man. So many people are like, oh, it's the worst. There's so much competition. I'm dying. It's impossible, blah, 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 blah. And that becomes a self-fulfilling kind of prophecy, whereas you're just going, life's good, man. It's a great business. I'm killing it. And I'm going to continue killing it. I love that. That is a great attitude, my friend. So personally, are you married? You single? You got kids? What stage of life are you in?
So I just got married in February.
Oh,
so,
congrats, been man. Married.
Oh, thank you. No kids, but you know, we're in the process of trying to have kids right now. So, maybe, you know, I'll come back when I actually have some, I'll let you know how it works out with the cleaning business. But, so I'm 26 years old. I have a background in graphic design. I've always worked in, you know, that kind of field. And I always wanted to start my own thing. And so I thought cleaning would be kind of a cool thing because I like having a clean house. I don't like cleaning and, you know, so it's kind of worked out for me that way.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Love it. And yeah, it would be fun just because I'm a nerd about numbers and stuff. I'd love to kind of track your company's growth from when you started to when you got married and say that was like 6 months. And then from when you got married, the 6 months after and watch it just grow faster and faster. All of a sudden you got a wife and then you get pregnant, you get babies to feed. You'd be surprised as a man. We get motivated in terms of seeing all these people, right? Like somebody's got to feed these people. So congratulations on the marriage that I found very few things are better for males, at least growing their business than getting married and or having kids. So congrats on both levels.
Oh, it's a high motivator, man. It reminds you every day, you know, I'm not just doing this, you know, to make a bunch of money, but to provide some stability for the family and not have to worry about, you know, paycheck to paycheck issues. You know, being able to have a nice nest egg is important to me at this stage in life.
And I got to tell you, as a kind of a freebie before we jump in, Cleaning Nation, take that. You're like, well, that doesn't affect me. I'm already married or I'm not married or whatever. But the thing that you can glean from that is that works with employees, right? If you're not that there aren't exceptions to every rule, and this isn't a rule, it's more of a guideline, but you get a 23-year-old kid working for beer money, sleeping on his buddy's couch, first sign of this isn't fun, he's out of there. You get that same 23-year-old kid with a wife and two kids, you're going to find that the motivation level is totally different. Same with females, right? You've got a young girl that's just kind of having fun. Her work ethic's obviously going to be different than one with kids. So take that for what it's worth, Cleaning Nation. All right, enough nonsense. Brunson, you came on the show not for me to talk about familial status. I'm assuming you have a question. You would like help. What's going on?
Yeah, I could talk about millennials for way longer than the show could handle. But my question was about creating raving fans for a cleaning service. Because a lot of times cleaning is, you know, it can be a bit of a commodity, you know. People like to go off pricing and stuff like that. But as with anything, you can create raving fans. I just haven't been able to crack that code. And so my question to you is, you know, what is your advice on creating raving fans for, you know, a residential cleaning service?
Such a good, and I got to be honest, I am totally take literally as you're talking, I'm taking a note because this is such a good question. I don't want to forget anything. So apologies for trying to do two things at once. All right, note taking done. I'm back. You have my full attention, Cleaning Nation. Brunson, that is such a good question. I got to tell you, my ability to coach and the quality of this podcast is really dictated on the quality of the questions. If they're low value questions, like how do you get this kind of a stain out of carpet? There's only so much value you can get out of that. But the fact that you're getting, we're really in the business of client attraction, of attracting and building relationships with the quality clients that pay on time, that our services help, that we can change their lives. And you're getting, well, I don't want to have to keep, one of the beautiful things about the business that we're in is you get them once and then you don't have to go back every month and resell them. You just pretty much keep hanging out until they tell you to cut it out. So what I really hear you saying, whether you are or not, is I want to leverage that value, this unique value of the business that we're in, and instead of them having stay 6 months, if I could just have them stay 12 months, I can sell half as many new customers, which is way easier, and stay equally profitable, actually more profitable because you don't have to spend any time and money selling new customers. Am I totally putting words in your mouth, or are we tracking?
No, that's exactly it. I mean, because sometimes the cost per acquisition for a customer can be upwards to $50. So if you're creating those fans, you're getting rid of that acquisition cost and you're just, you know, building, you know, income off of, you know, an already set foundation. So that's exactly it.
You are on the right track. I want to tell you the sexy, fun, exciting, and I get caught up in this, so I'm not judging. I'm just as a fellow business owner. The sexy, fun part is always getting a new contract, right? It's always like, oh, this new person, they're signing up. I'm excited. They're excited. That's the most fun part of the business. The least fun is, hey, I had 33 customers last month and I've got 33 this month. Not one quit. We don't celebrate that at all. But if you really want to make money, you will spend 80% of your time keeping the customers you have happy and 20% of your time getting new customers. And I love client attraction. I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying if you got to spend time with your bucket getting water out of the boat or plugging the hole, plug the hole, man. Then it's a lot more fun to get the water out. So I can't encourage you enough, Brunson and Cleaning Nation. You're absolutely on the right page. And you said one thing I want to make sure I hit, and then we'll go on to this raving fans issue. You're like, hey, client acquisition can be expensive. It can be upwards of $50. I want to encourage you, Brunson, once you get this client acquisition, I don't want to say your whole plug because you haven't said you have a problem with it, but once you've got people that stay an average of a year, 2 years, 3 years, let's just do a little math. If your average customer is every other week and they spend $250 a month and they stay 2 years, that's $6,000. If it costs you $3,000 to have it cleaned, right? Assuming our cost of goods sold is around 50%, that's $3,000 in margin. When you're like, oh, I have to pay $50 to get that customer. Screw that, dude. I'll pay $500 and put you out of business, right? Because if I spend 10 times on client acquisition than you do, you can't compete. I'm everywhere. And I would encourage you when you say, quote unquote, the big guys like Molly Maids, that's all they do is they spend a lot more money on client acquisition. So I'm going to encourage you, $50 isn't high for client acquisition. If the numbers that I laid out for you are true in your case, Brunson or Cleaning Nation, average customer, $250, they average stay 2 years, cost you about half for cost of goods sold. And those are all pretty good numbers. Those aren't crazy. That's a $3,000 client we're talking about. And if you're like, oh, I'm not going to spend $50, that's nutballs, man. Someone else come in and spend $200 to get a client and just blow you out of the water. So I would encourage you that in our business with our model, $50 is a very low amount for client acquisition when we consider lifetime value. Fair?
That's a great point.
Cool. And then for those of you who are hopefully astute or listening to this for the second or third time and going, wait a second, you go, well, yeah, I don't get all that money today. I only get $250 today. And of that, half of it goes to cost of goods sold. So I only get $125. If I spend $200, I'll be cash negative. True. A couple ways you can do that. Well, at least spend $125. So you break even the first month. And then every month after that, you make money. Or if you want to spend even more, you can do some sort of upfront payment where it's $250 a month or, $2,200 paid in advance for the year, $1,997 paid in advance for the year, something like that. That way you can stay cash positive. But a different story for a different day. I'm just, you get me fired up, man. Okay, good. Let's talk raving fans. Now that I've blown all of our time, let's talk raving fans. First of all, it's the right question. Second of all, the answer I'm going to give to almost every client acquisition or retention is going to be the same. The foundation is always the same, and we're just going to talk about how to build on it differently. First and foremost, start by knowing your customer. If you don't know your customer, I cannot help you with this. If you don't know who your customer is, why they chose you, what pain you're solving, how you're making their life better, I don't know, give them a hug. Like, I got nothing for you. Just I don't know. So start by knowing your customer, what they want, what pain you're truly solving. You're not solving the pain of a dirty house. You are solving the pain of, I don't have time with my family. I feel guilty relaxing if there's dirty dishes. I have overwhelm and chaos in my life, and I want to come home to an organized sanctuary that is handled by somebody else. I want to feel important or pampered. I could never afford a maid service when I was growing up, and this is important to me as a status symbol. Any of those could be true, but you see how that's very different than the problem I solve is you have a dirty house and I'm cleaning it. Blech. You never felt valued as a child because your mom couldn't afford a maid service and the house was dirty. And this is when you grew up, you decided you're going to make a lot of money and have that for yourself. Do you see how that's a much deeper thing that you're solving?
Exactly. And that kind of goes into, like, you know, people say features versus benefits. You know, a feature is your house is clean. Great. But people aren't getting their house clean just to get it clean. They're getting clean, you know, like you said, for a status symbol, or they want to walk into, you know, bliss. They don't want to have all the stress of working all day and then having to walk in and their house looks like, you know, a hurricane went through it.
Right. Two things. A, I love the hurricane reference in New Orleans. Solid. Two, write that down, Cleaning Nation. You want to walk into bliss. I think that's a very good line of copy that I would steal if I had a residential cleaning business. Didn't mean to interrupt you. I just didn't want everyone to miss. That's a good line. You don't want to walk into chaos. You want to walk into bliss. That would be a very good tagline. All right. Yes, it is absolutely features as opposed to benefits. That said, once you know what their pain is and what you're solving, now we can create raving fans, right? I don't know how to create a raving fan for your toilet was dirty and I cleaned it. There's probably smarter guys out there that know how to do that. I ain't him. But if I know what pain I'm really solving, now we've got a relationship I can talk with, right? Like with you guys, I have such an amazing relationship with Cleaning Nation. I feel like you have a good relationship with me because I'm not solving the pain of growing your cleaning company. We're putting your kids to college. We're giving you financial security. We're giving you the opportunity to not have to work 40 hours a week and miss your kids growing up or not have time for your family. We're solving a big problem. So we can be pretty intimate. We can create a community. And that's why I've got raving fans. So first and foremost, know your customer. Second, surprise and delight. And again, you can't surprise and delight unless you know what your customer like. Oh, there's one story I wanted to share when you said features versus benefit. Perfect example. I use this when I speak. I was working out at Gold's Gym years ago and I forgot my towel and I was disgusting and smelly and I had to take a shower, but I'm like, well, I had a business appointment right after. So I'm like, if I don't take a shower, I'm going to stink. If I take a shower, I'm going to be wet because it was literally like next door to the Gold's Gym and I had to go right then. So I'm like, this is a bad scene. At the front, they have these little towels it's such a scam. If you don't have a towel to wipe down the machine, they sell you the little ones for like a dollar. And they're like 6 inches by 8 inches, like not enough to dry a body at all. But when that's all you got, I'm like, I walk to the front. I'm like, I'll take 8 towels, please. You know, you buy enough of them, you can dry yourself off. And my buddy's like, you just spent $8 on towels that you don't need? I'm like, no, I didn't spend $8 on towels that I need. I spent $8 to be dry. I spent $8 to go on a business appointment, not look like an idiot. So that's the difference between towels at a dollar piece, very low value. Going on a business appointment, not looking like an idiot, for me, very high value. He's like, you spent $8 on crappy towels? I'm like, I just spent $50. I don't want to look like a smelly idiot in front of this guy. So it would be that. So that's features versus benefit. Once you've got your benefit, you know you're not selling a towel, you're selling being dry or walking into the world confidently, you can start building a relationship with surprise and delight. You hit on it before, Brunson, and saying it's easy in today's community. People do such a crap job and they're so busy. I got to clean better than somebody else. They don't do anything surprise and delight that the customer doesn't expect. So the first thing you want to do is be creative. Be creative. So just right off the top of my head, go on a cruise. If you haven't been on a cruise, when you go on a cruise, every morning you come back to your, or every night, whenever you come back to your bed, there's a mint on the pillow, there's a towel on the pillow, and it's generally made into some fun creature, and it's a different creature every time. The toilet paper's folded. They've done little tiny things. The smell is good. They've done little tiny things that you know that they've been there. It smells good. There's, you know, for homes, you could leave, lines in the carpet where you vacuumed. All these little surprise and delight things or fun things that you can do. Buy toilet paper that just says you're awesome and we love you on every square and put that in their thing as opposed to regular toilet paper. Figure out how to make six fun, you know, animals out of towels. And anytime there's kids' room, leave a folded towel on the kid's bed with that, or on the adult's bed. So there's a lot. The big thing is be creative. The towel thing costs nothing, right? Maybe a little bit in training, but it's nearly free, and you're going to blow people's minds. So first and foremost, surprise and delight. If you've got a good customer, once a year, buy them a gift, right? And make it personal, right? You can stock them, even if you don't know them, you can stock them on Facebook. And if they like a certain kind of cigar, you spend $20 and buy them a couple cigars, for crying out loud. Or if they have a drink that they like or something that they like, do that. And you don't have to do it all the time. But if you've got a customer, again, that spends $3,000 a year, and you spend $50 to $60 once a year on their birthday, maybe, or on the anniversary of when they signed up with you, to acknowledge them with some sort of personalized creative gift, I promise you their other maid service isn't doing that. Any questions or thoughts so far before I keep rolling?
No, I love that, man. I love the gift ideas. All those things that, you know, make you feel special. Like, it's not just a commodity. The cleaning service actually values you as a person, and, you know, not just your money. So no, those are great, man. You can keep rolling. I'm just soaking it all in.
All right, I got more, but that's a heck of a good start. The next thing is to create a community. I can quite frankly get my house cleaned by anybody, but once you create a community, it's a whole different kettle of fish. So we really want, and that's tough because I don't know your other customer / my fellow customers at all. There's a couple ways you can do that. First of all, I'm a huge fan of case studies. Once a month, I'll call and interview one of my accelerator members or one of my one-on-one members. And I share that, and I just record the interview. And it's not a whole big, like, say how I'm great, right? Because you guys aren't interested in that. If I'm like, hey, Brunson, I just made a new video. One of my customers telling you how smart I am and what a genius I am. You're like, yeah, pass. That's not for me. But if I say, hey, I just had a new video of one of my customers that was in the exact same spot that you were in, and we talked about how he transitioned from that place to now he's gotten the result that you want to get, that's a video that you're going to watch, right?
Exactly. So just a quick question on the case study thing. So you would say, you know, interview a customer.
Yep.
And had them talk about maybe like a pain point they were having and how we solved that.
I'll tell you the five steps to a case study. And if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/case-study or studies, I'm not sure. If you go to Grow My Cleaning Company, there's probably a button you can click. But anyway, you can find it. You can see, oh my gosh, he's following the same thing on all the case studies. It's the same thing. Talk about where they were before they found you. I was frustrated. I have a maid service. I got pregnant. I physically can't clean anymore. I was miserable. What made you finally decide to change? What was that sticking point in your life? You're like, damn it, this is it. I'm not going to have cat vomit on my carpet anymore. And I'm pregnant. I'm 7 months pregnant, and I'm not cleaning it up. How did you find me? Right. Well, I Googled you. I got a referral or whatever. How did you find me? What was that? Now, here's the big one that people miss. What was that like? It must have been scary if you had a other maid service that you weren't happy with. That's not a fun conversation to have, right? Because if your customer, that's what they're thinking about. I got to call Susie, and I love Susie, and I got to tell her to hit the bricks. I don't want that. But if I hear Brunson telling me like, oh, I called Susie, and it was no big deal, and I'm so much happy, you know, see what I'm saying? So that any of the fears that your customers are likely having, ask them. So I'm going to ask my customer, what's it like? Was it scary paying a coach? Like, what if I didn't know what I was talking about? What if I took your money and ran? What, like, all the fears that I'm assuming you might have in doing business with something with me, I'm going to ask my happy customer how they got through that. And you're going to listen to him. If I tell you, I promise I won't take your money, I promise I'm a genius, oh, this dude's just trying to get in my pocket, what a liar. But if my happy client is like, oh my gosh, Mike, I felt so scared you were going to take my money, you know what the heck you're doing, but gosh, it's the best decision I've made, you'll listen to that. So where they were before, what the last straw was, how they found you, what it was like emotionally making that decision to do with you. And then the most important part, what's your life like now, right? Oh my gosh, I have so much more time. You know, I can focus on my baby and not feel guilty. Good feelings, good feelings, good feelings. So case studies are a great way to create community. First, if I have a case, every time I have a case study with one of my customers, the no like trust factor quadruples. We spent time, they know me, they like me, we're friends. I promise when you have a case study, that customer ain't leaving ever, right? If they have a problem, they're going to call you because they know you, as opposed to just taking off. Plus, there's this kind of internal integrity thing. If I just spent 30 minutes saying how great you are, it's real hard for me to quit in the next 30 to 60 days, right? Like, I just tell the world how good you are.
Yeah, it's a bit awkward, huh?
Yeah, it's weird. So you're kind of, I don't want to say reselling me, but I'm reselling myself on how amazing you are, because the words coming out of my mouth is, oh my gosh, Go Maids is the best. how can I now complain, right? Or if I do, I'm going to call you and just say, hey, I know you're amazing, please fix it, which is a much better call than I'm pissed off, I hate you. So case studies will make your customers love you better. It'll make other customers in feel like they know the other people better. It just creates a community and the stickiness is high. Monthly events is big. Every month, if you've got an office, we're going to have hors d'oeuvres and have this little thing where we get together and have fun. We're going to hire a massage lady to come in the chair and everybody gets a free 5-10 minute massage or whatever they want. Maybe we're going to have a restaurant where, the first 10 people that come, we're going to buy you dinner and just hang out and have fun. Maybe we're going to have a bowling night once a month. Just do a fun event where you get everyone together. That's hard to switch, right? Like, If they're pissed about their cleaning service, but they just spent time with you bowling and they met your wife and you met their wife and everybody's happy to have a good time, the kids are all hanging out, that's real sticky, man. Hard for me to bag out of that. All right, I got a bunch more. I could go nuts on this topic because I love it, but I don't want to miss the lightning round because I have a feeling you got some stuff to say. So I'm going to shut up, transition to the lightning round. Three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing fast answers because I went way over. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Create systems. Everything, when you have a problem, use a system to automate it.
That was worth waiting for.
And always implementing. Go ahead.
Love it. Biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from you.
Hiring a friend that had no experience but said they were good at cleaning their own house was one of the worst mistakes I ever made. And now I have a whole hiring process to avoid that.
You know, I love what you just said. Everybody shares the mistake that they've got, but the key is, and now I have this so that never happens again. I love that. You're like, hey, that mistake cost me dearly, but I'm going to get my money's worth for that tuition that I've paid. Nicely done. Last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Something simple and easy to implement that'll improve their lives or their business just a little bit?
It's a great question. What I would say is going back to my first thing is just create systems, for even the smallest little things. Like I create a system for my assistant to answer the phone. And that in turn has created so much return in investment just from such a simple thing as writing down how to answer the phone and greet the customer. So that's my actionable advice.
And that's easy. Writing down don't pick a huge system like all of my accounting. How do I answer the phone? Say this, this, and this. Done. You can get that done in 3 minutes after you we end the show, which we're going to do right now. Brunson, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. I appreciate you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Brunson's show notes page and everything you need, all the tools you need to grow your cleaning company, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.